2.
Los Angeles.
Available anywhere using the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome.
3 hours of great sports talk.
To the Petros and Money Show. On air at AM 570 LA Sports.
With the ability to really go anywhere and do anything.
Streaming everywhere with the iHeartRadio app. Hosted by Mad Money Smith.
Check out my fit.
And Petros Papadakis.
That's what we like to hear.
Here they are on your home of the LA Dodgers.
In sync and down the drain.
Petros and Money. Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón.
Why do writers write? Because it isn't there.
Gong me.
Scrag it, everybody, and welcome back. For today's show, after David Vasse's 2 hour plus Dodger talk on AM 570 LA Sports, it's a special day on the Petros and Money Show on AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. We just officially left the portal of our Dodger programming, which is normally a 5 hour block. Today, 6 hour block. Huh, Cates? You got started pretty early today for Dodger Talk. Was that a 9 o'clock start this morning when I called you and disturbed the show?
No, we started at 8:30 this morning.
So 8:30 to 3 o'clock, that was the Dodger block of broadcasting today, Bill. Talk about L.A. Dodgers, your home of the Dodgers. Turn on your mic, Bill.
There it is. There, push the on button, right?
Yeah. All right, so let's do this. Let's get the show started. Let's introduce everybody and do everything right. First and foremost, let's talk about our guest host. One of, if not our finest writers of all time in our city and on our coast.
Woo-hoo.
He is no stranger.
Oh, Roddy, what is this?
I pulled the Spanish version for you.
Oh, my God.
Gracias por la música.
It's awesome. I love it. Sounds just as good.
One of the greatest writers of all time in our city can be thrown way Ooh. Off base just by some Spanish lyrics.
I'm completely flummoxed.
He is no stranger to shuffling around after the Dodger game as he covered that beat for 81 to 85? What?
88. To 92.
Ooh, that's a good beat.
I got it at the end of the
world. Davey road Johnson.
I got Davey Johnson later. I had Tommy. I had it all.
Bill Plaschke's newest book, Paradise Found, is a big hit. And he's a big hit on this show. ABBA's back, and so is he. At Bill Plaschke on Twitter. LA Times, Around the Horn. One of our all-time favorite people and guest hosts. He'll be here all the way till 7. He's going to do the F1 report with us.
Hell no.
Yeah, you are.
No,
yeah,
I'm not.
You got to sit there.
I'm not even going to listen to it.
You're being paid to. But thank you, Bill, for being here. We sure appreciate you, Bill. And how's your summer going?
It's going great. I got a big weekend, Petros. Big weekend coming up.
What do you got?
Going up to the Santa Inez?
Inez.
To go wine tasting.
That's where Aaron Rodgers was last seen with Shailene Woodley, and now they've broken up, and he's dating a witch.
Really?
Well, a Wiccan. A woman of spirituality.
I'm going to be up there.
What? Oh, yeah? With
wine? Wine tasting.
Okay. By yourself?
With friends. And then Sunday night, I get inducted into the California Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, we have this. Wait. We have this. We're doing a celebration. Give me the information. If he's going to do that, we have to do it now. If he's going to do that.
Well, if I'm going to do what you asked me about my weekend, that's my weekend. What am I supposed to tell you?
Yeah, that's a good point. Is it up in San Ynez, the ceremony?
No, it's the Ontario Convention Center.
Okay. All right. So let's just bring Vasse in first, right? Bring Vasse because he wants to go home. Dave, come on over here. David Vasse is still here. He just did 2 hours of Dodger talk. Apparently, while David Vasse was trying to figure out how long he was going to go on the air, Fred Rogan, there's a chair right there, Dave. Fred Rogan started, turn on his mic, would you, Ronnie? Fred Rogan started to freak out and text everybody and talk about how he wasn't going to do the show because it was going to be too short of a show. So Vasse really fell on the Rogan and Rodney sword today and did the extra 45 minutes.
Vasse is priceless. He's the voice of the Dodgers in this city, Dave Vasse. He's the connection to the fans. I cannot say enough about the impact he's made. The Dodger talk is tremendous.
You should have heard those callers, Bill. They don't feel the same way as you do.
Some of them are a little salty today.
Why are they salty?
I don't know. I don't know why. They were upset that I was bringing up Kenley Jansen and what he's doing this year compared to Craig Kimbrell.
But the Dodgers are going to Atlanta. It seems topical.
Exactly.
I would take Jansen right now, though. You made the point many times that there's a he said, she said, and the topic's gotten boring. That basically he wanted to stay, but he didn't want to take their offer, so he left.
Kind of the same thing with Freddie Freeman.
So there are no villains.
Right.
There's no villains in this thing.
But I also said, and this was one of the, you know, the topics of the show, I want to get tomorrow over with, and I want Freddie Freeman to stop yearning for Atlanta. We've had enough of him. We know you love Atlanta. Just turn the page after tomorrow, after you get your ring. You're a Dodger. You signed a 6-year contract with the Dodgers. Enough of Atlanta.
I agree. He spent more time when the Braves were here in the Braves clubhouse than in the Dodger clubhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree with Dave. Enough's enough. I know everybody loves Freddie Freeman, but commit to your team, and he's playing great, but make that long-term commitment to your team. Don't marginalize your team, especially going to Atlanta. How's this going to look? The Dodgers got to win this series.
You think it's going to look like the Dodgers watching Freddie Freeman make out with his ex?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
what it's going to look like?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
Too long of an embrace? Like, hey, why are you guys hugging for that long? I'm standing right here.
Yeah, it's going to go on for maybe a beat or five too long tomorrow night.
Except with Ronald Acuna Jr. He won't be making out with him.
No, he won't. But
so
Mookie Betts even said to a Boston reporter when we were on the last road trip, the best days of his life were in Boston. I mean, stop saying that.
Stop that.
Well, you always want to endear yourself to where you are, and when somebody comes up to you, I'll never forget, I remember when Carson Palmer, who knows nothing other than Southern California his entire life, got picked by the Cincinnati Bengals, of all places, and they asked him a question in the press or something like, you know, this is a far cry from L.A. and Hollywood. And the USC we played at was not a Hollywood type of vibe.
No.
That it became shortly after. You know,
it was very Clipperish when you played.
Yeah, I guess, if you want to put it like that.
It's never been Clipperish,
yeah,
Dave.
How dare you, Dave.
Come on, how dare you.
And Carson said something to the effect of, well, you know, people here are real and people in L.A. aren't real at all. It's like, well, how would you know? I mean, you've been there like a week and a half. You know, people just say stupid things when they're put on the spot in another place. I mean, I would tell people in Ames, Iowa, how much I love this town. This is the best Dave and Buster's I've ever been to. I mean, you just do
that.
We
hear your broadcast, Pete. We know this.
Yeah, we know. In Rome.
We know this, Pete.
When in Rome, suckle
the teat of every college town in America you go
Everyone.
To.
That's right.
You spend the first quarter suckling the teat.
Except for one, Eugene. I hate Eugene. You want to know why I have a grudge against Eugene? I'll tell you a quick story. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here it goes. Are you ready, Dave?
I'm ready.
I'll bring in Isabel. She's not going anywhere.
I'm leaving soon.
No, you're not.
I've been here since 8:30.
What else do you have to do?
I have dinner plans.
With who?
My family.
Father's Day dinner, something I couldn't enjoy on Father's Day.
That's big.
Sit tight. In 1998, we played Oregon. They had Akili Smith and all that, and we lost. And back in those days, at Autzen Stadium, I think it's still that way, when you left the stadium, you had to walk through the fans, basically, to the visiting locker room. And they would just put up, like, two things of rope, like string, to keep the fans away. They'd run somebody out, almost like a tape to finish a race. And, you know, I was walking off the field. We had lost. It was disappointing.
Shocker.
And I think I, you know,
that's the most obvious part of the story.
Sorry, I hate you. And I was walking off the field, and, you know, I had like 11 carries in the game, played, you know,
12
yards. Probably about that. Played about, you know, probably 30 plays or something like
you
that.
You were behind, no running.
And so, all
right, let me finish the story, Vasse.
Sorry.
You make me sick, Dave. And some bearded, fat face, North Face vest Oregon guy you know, and I was already very self-conscious being a white tailback, and we had lost, as Dave said, no brainer, said something like, you know, she didn't play too much, 35, your uniform's clean. And I never in my life before, I lunged at him and tried to choke him.
Oh my God.
I went, ah! And I tried to kill him, and he's like, oh! And I'll never forget the look of fear in his eyes, because like there was nothing in between us. Like, who are you talking to? You know, I'm wearing a full uniform, I'm pissed. And I'm too young to control myself. And I tried to kill him, and I'll never forget the fear in that stoner's eyes, like Bickford getting shelled today by Tommy Pham, the old Oaks Christian stoner Bickford, but very upset.
Bickford was terrible.
So that's the only college town I don't wash up and lather up, Bill. Eugene.
I get mad at Eugene because they won't close the freaking press box windows during the winter, during the games. They say you need to get the atmosphere.
You got
to
figure that crowd.
It's 30 degrees. I can't type. Closed windows. No, we're not closed windows. And I screamed at him. I said, this is Bush League. I said, I'm calling the Pac-12.
Yeah!
And they said, call the Pac-12. The Pac-12, of course, I feel like I like a little baby calling the Pac-12. Oh, I'm telling on Oregon. They're jackals. I'm very disappointed.
They are. See? You see that? We're all in agreement.
Close the press box windows when it's 30 degrees.
Speaking of that, Plashke, why aren't you in Atlanta? They love you so much back there. You should be back there for this series.
I know. I made a lot of friends during the last postseason.
He's got a big weekend coming up.
Trashing the
Waffle House.
The shopping mall, the Waffle House, the Tomahawk Chop.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
That's amazing how that gets a free pass.
It's amazing what a racist, divisive... You know, it marginalizes the Native American culture.
Why would
you
sit here and light his fuse, Dave? Why would you?
I'm serious. In such a politically correct world we live in, but the tomahawk chop gets excused.
That's a religion they're marginalizing, they're trivializing. It's a culture they're trivializing. They're mocking.
They stole it from the Seminoles. I got the real chop in Doak Campbell when I was playing college football.
All right.
I'll tell you about that back in 98.
Do that when I leave. Can I leave now?
Sit tight, Dave. We took the field and there was a hurricane. You know, that was the week that the UCLA-Miami game got canceled.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Let's launch it out. Launch
UCLA through that game.
By the way, before you do this,
serious Dodgers, Dave. Don't stand on the track with a train coming through.
Before you go to the launching pad, just a little context to today's launching pad. After an hour on hold, I did go to Isabel in Anaheim, and she was not ready.
I heard she was asleep.
She rejected me.
She was asleep.
Oh, my God.
She rejected me.
Yeah.
I know.
So are you gonna launch the launch?
Let's do it.
All right. What's that sound?
I don't know.
Get your freaking headphones away from the mic.
Come on, Bessie. What are you
God,
doing?
God, are you Bush League?
You've got shoddy headphone outlets over here.
Shoddy? You work here, too. We're all the same.
I work at Dodger Stadium.
Shut up. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Isabel is here. Isabella,
hey,
are you there?
Guys.
Izzy.
Hey, Izzy.
How could you ignore me and reject me like that during Dodger talk?
Is Vic there, too?
I'm feeling you.
Hey, Vic. All right. Dave, are you there?
I am.
Bill Plashke from the LA Times, are you here?
I'm here.
All right, let's talk some Dodgers. Launch it off.
Isabel, are you there now? I went to you after an hour on hold, and you rejected me.
Somebody put me on hold. I've been online. So I don't know who to blame, it's him or Colin. You gotta blame him.
First one she blames is Kate.
Yeah, blame the producer. Blame the producer every time.
I was on, David.
How did you like the way Max Muncy played today? Or Muncy, as Kirsten Watson addressed him.
Hey, Muncy.
Thank goodness. I still got the bobblehead. They're still in the box. Mine is still in the injury list. But anyway, that's beside the point. But I try to get one thing. I just got to get this off. I agree with you. People should stop ripping on Jeannie Buss. I'm sorry. I know
Jeannie Buss.
Jeannie Buss.
Jeannie Buss back in the house. Thank you, Izzy.
She's going to get Kyrie Irving here.
No, she better not.
I love the Lakers as much as I love the Dodgers, but I agree with you, Bill. I am so tired. People just won't rip on Jeannie, and I can understand.
I apologize to Laker fans.
So anyway, let's get to the Dodgers. Great game.
Get to the Dodgers.
I'm so happy. I love Freddie Freeman. I love the pickup.
But you don't like the way he's making out with the Braves, do you, Izzy? The way he's tongue-kissing his old girlfriend, the Braves?
What do you see him cry tomorrow? He could have got his ring at Dodger Stadium, but he wants it
in
there.
In a hallway like a man.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Okay, whatever. Who cares? Hey, like, whatever. You're a Dodger now. And look here, may I remind you, you're a Dodger too now. You've been a Dodger for 2 years, and now you're saying that Boston with the best thing that happened to you in your life. Really? Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Hey, you know, yeah. I confronted Mookie over that the next day.
We were
going to do a pregame interview, and he was 0-for-19 at that point in time in San Francisco. So I said, oh, do I need a Boston radio station microphone to do an interview?
You said that to him?
Yes.
What did he say?
Oh, he smiled. He laughed. He's all, come on, Vass.
Vass. He calls you Vass?
Yeah.
Nobody calls you Vass.
Hey, David.
Vass.
David. So, David, you got to take me to a Dodger game this year. I got to go.
Yeah, why don't you take her?
Ronnie will pick you up. I'll give you the tickets and Ronnie will pick you up.
Put her in the suite.
That's right. Cates and Ronnie will pick you up.
In Anaheim.
And you'll see marketing guru.
Bring your comrades to the suite.
Dave Weiss.
I need to stick up with Dave Roberts because I'm so sick of people ripping on
Dave. She wants to stick up for Dave Roberts.
Flashkey's his number one fan.
I love Doc.
I didn't like when he put the Eddie back out there in Santa Fe. I still don't get it.
In right field.
Whatever.
Eddie Alvarez.
Trace Thompson hit a home run today, Petros.
Eddie Alvarez is a great speed skater. Yeah.
Big RBI yesterday.
Two-run double last night. Home run today. They need a good player off the bench. Jake Lamb next.
Trace Thompson. Yeah. And Trace Thompson.
Yeah.
I'm back.
You ever talk to Michael Thompson anymore, Izzy?
No, you know what? No, I just kidding. Why you on with me? That bozo radio station, the fool lady. You guys are the best radio station than they are. Who said a couple years ago that they covered the Dodgers like no other? Please give me a break.
Whoa!
Yeah,
whatever. I mean,
whatever.
They don't
she should be
the
our media critic for our paper.
She's the best. She's the best.
Are we going to continue or can I go home now?
You can go home, Dave. Thank you, Isabel.
I love you, Plashkey.
Love you.
Thank you,
Vass,
Bill.
The
Vass, great, you great day, Vass.
I'll call you.
Love
I'll
you,
talk
Vic.
To you later,
feeling you, Vass.
I'll talk to you later there, Izzy. Good job, girl.
Now, Vic is calling me Vass.
Okay. Bye.
There's the launching
mesmerized
pad.
By Izzy. Mesmerized by Izzy.
One of the all-time greats, Vic.
How you doing, Vic?
Tremendous. A sensational series. I understand, you know, Vasse's bitterness, you know, with Freddie Freeman. He's got to let it go. I mean, 12 years in Atlanta, we understand he has an incredible emotional connection to the ATL. But, yeah, he's got to let it go. He's a Dodger. We love him in Los Angeles. He had an amazing series in Cincinnati. But that's all we want. We just want quality at bats, loyalty, and love. Freddie, we love you, Freddie. Get your ring and just, you know, let Atlanta go.
That was the best launching pad ever, by the way, to have Vic. To have his echo, to have Vasse all angry, and Bill Plaschke here, and Isabel, almost unintelligible Isabel.
Give me a break.
With our new awesome song behind it. I mean, it does not get more special than that. How about that, Bill? Have you ever been involved in anything so chaotic in your life?
No, I have no idea what anybody said. I have no idea what Isabel said. It was I'll never get those 15 minutes back, but they were wonderful.
That is my Jackson Pollock expression in Great Sports Talk Radio, Bill. That's what I'm going to be remembered for. Not Lance Romance, not the film noir or the film fight or the Dead and Alive guy.
Your Lance Romance is really funny.
I will be remembered for the launching pad for those chaotic paintings known as the launching pad.
I understood.
It's a wacky tapestry.
I understood one thing, and she ripped Kate. That's all I understood.
She did rip Cates. She blamed Cates for falling asleep on the air on a show that Cates has nothing to do with. Dodger Talk right down the hall. Cates had to wear that right in the boots. That's a tough one for you, Cates. But we're happy to be here. We have a great show today. There's no doubt about it. Thank you to David Vasse. That's not really list as one of our guests, but I guess it does. So David Vasse joined the show in the first hour. In the very next hour, we have Brad Turner on the show.
BT for the LA Times.
Yeah, from the great LA Times. One of your colleagues, Bill, from the LA Times. Brad Turner is a big deal. There's no doubt about that. And there's some trade rumors that you've been involved in.
Yes, I can't wait for BT to talk about it, whether or not this Kyrie thing is possible. I'm writing that it shouldn't be. It should not happen. It'd be embarrassment for the Lakers to bring this guy on. But I've talked to BT about it, and BT talks, whereas I spout off the mouth and spout from the heart, BT actually talks to people involved. I'm sure he's talked to everyone involved in a possible trade. I'm sure he's talked to everybody from Kyrie to his agent, to the Lakers, to the other agents, to other coaches, other players. He talks to everybody, and BT's the most connected man in the NBA.
And you're in on the Kyrie Irving trade all the way, Vic, I'm sure.
Listen, I just want to improve this ball club. You cannot ignore the fact that, you know, Kyrie is having problems in Brooklyn. He, you know, there's an impasse, and the Lakers are one of the teams, you know, on his so-called list where he would go, along with the Clippers, some other clubs. But I'm very happy about the Lakers buying the 35th pick today from Orlando.
Oh,
because remember, the Lakers picked very well deep in the draft. You know, they got Kuzma late. They got, you know, Austin Reeves late. They got they got Horton Tucker late. This is a solid pick, actually, for the Lakers at 35. I'd love to know what Brad Turner thinks they can pick up, but I think it's a solid move to at least be in the draft tonight.
I think the second round pick is still nothing. Yeah, you know, they were fortunate for a couple of picks.
We're totally ignoring the draft. We're not doing any draft. You don't want to cover the draft, do you?
No, I do not. Because I just think the odds are so stacked against a second-round pick, even making it in the NBA.
What is it, Tim?
What if they get like a Johnny Juzang or Peyton Watson, who are expected to be second-round
picks? A local guy, yeah. Bill. Would you show up for that? Go out there and interview them, watch their workout, show some love, make a relationship like you did with the Ball family?
Neither Johnny Juzang or Peyton Watson has shown me they can be NBA players yet.
Mm.
So, I mean, Peyton Watson's got
talent.
Yeah,
man.
You're right, though. Watson, if he played more, we'd know more about Watson.
Upside. They keep saying upside.
He's got upside. I think we've seen the best of Juzang. I'm not a big... He's a great kid, but I'm not a big fan of him being in the NBA.
The amount of Laker ball washing, this is on a text, Vic. This is from the secret textosa line, and it's about you, Vic. So you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
All right?
Hit me.
The secret textosa line.
Sold out to Chevy.
The amount of Laker ball washing Vic does is outrageous. Your thoughts, Vic?
Listen, the 35 pick is no chopped liver. When you look at
it's total chopped liver.
Bill, look
it's
at,
chopped
look at the
liver
past.
On rye.
Pulaski again, congratulations on the great honor this weekend. But listen, they do well picking deep in the draft. That's the history of the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, who knew from Kuzma? Who knew from Kuzma, who turned out to be, you know, a very solid ball player? Horton Tucker deep in the draft. Austin Reeves deep in the draft.
Do you think the Hillbilly Kobe would be anything on any other team? They had a terrible team. He's a decent player.
Dumbass!
But he's not. I mean, and Kuzma was so good, they traded him for Russell Westbrook.
That's the truth. I like the fact that they're at least in the game.
That's true. They are in the
game. They're in the game. They're in the game at 35.
They're making an argument. Thank you, Vic, and God bless you. Have a great weekend. We're going to be off. We're on Smoko tomorrow. There'll be a full Rogan and Rodney show for the first time since 1996. A full Rogan and Rodney
Both
show.
Both Rogan and Rodney will be on the show?
Well, I didn't promise that.
Okay, yeah.
But I said it would be 3 hours. I heard Fred begged off today, and that's why Vassay's a little salty.
Fred doesn't like to do if it's not the full show.
He don't want
to
work.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I'm here to work.
I'm here to work, too, but I wouldn't say that about Fred.
You want to bet? Did Fred want to work today, Cates?
Nope.
That's not cool.
I'm not coming in.
I haven't heard Rogan and Ronnie together, though, in a long time.
Since 96. Gas prices are high. We want to put a grand in your hand with inflation salvation. Listen every hour from 9 to 5 for a keyword, and then go to am570lasports.com to enter it, and you might win $1,000. That's coming up now. Coming up next, we will talk about Bill Plaschke and the honor that he is about to receive. It's not just us that washes Bill's balls. It's the whole world of sports news and entertainment. Yet he comes here whenever available to guest host. Are we lucky or what?
I'm the lucky one.
I mean, we could be stuck with other Hall of Famers like Sam Farmer.
real Hall of Famers like Sam Cross.
4-hour Ram Show.
Sam's the best.
At talking NFL.
Oh, Sam can talk golf. He does golf. He does tennis. Sam's versatile. This is so great. Ronnie, I love you for playing this song.
If I had to do the same again, I would, my friend.
Great song.
Now, your chance to win $1,000. Just enter this name. Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check, mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
And Money Show, stamping down Babylon, one building at a time on AM 570 LA Sports. Dodgers, Braves tomorrow. If you want to hear Freddie Freeman French kiss the Braves and get his ring,
he's gonna weep. Oh, I love the Braves so much. I miss the Braves so much.
Tired of it,
Bill,
huh?
Bill? I'm tired of it.
Yeah, get his ass, Bill. Bill Plaschke at Bill Plaschke on Twitter.
I wonder if the Braves. What if the Braves throw at him? Throw at his butt.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Unless Ronald Acuna Jr. is pitching, and he's not. Is he healthy, Cates? Acuna Jr.?
Sure.
All right. That's good. Well, you do your research tomorrow.
I'm still uncomfortable with the talk of Acuna Jr. talking about Freddie Freeman hazing him.
Yeah.
We're very uncomfortable with that. Freddie Freeman says that's just the way that we play ball in Atlanta. It sounded very uncomfortable, very awkward, very divisive.
He just told him not to wear them shoes.
No, and they also wiped the eye black off his face. You didn't hear that?
I remember at USC, Sultan McCullough, remember the running back?
Oh, yeah.
He came out of the locker room with he had tape over his midsection, like where his belt would be, and he wrote the word Allah. You know, this was before 9/11 and anything like that. He wrote Allah on his, and Paul Hackett said, take that off.
It's so great you played for Hackett.
3 years, West Coast offense. Why stick? Let's go. All right, we do have big news, and this is a big deal. Do we have some kind of fanfare to play? Because this is a huge deal. We know this organization. This Sunday in Ontario, the Inland Empire's Jewel City, hence the airport.
Love Ontario. Ontario Mills Mall.
The California Sports Hall of Fame will celebrate the 2022 induction ceremony. This year's inductees. Posthumously, John Madden. Ted Robinson. Teddy. Roy Firestone, former comedian.
You wait a little bit on that, Cates.
Wait till you hear this one. Al Davis.
The silver and black are back.
You're an employee there.
And our BFF, LA Times superstar and author of multiple books. His column is a must read. He's on Around the Horn. He's a big part of our show. Bill Plaschke, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm honored. It's a thrill. The only reason I'm in the Hall of Fame is that I'm getting old. I'm getting old now. It's just a sign that you've been around a long time. That's what they do. When you get too old, you're not sure what to do with it, they put you in the Hall of Fame. That's what happens.
I went into the Hall of Fame a month and a half ago or 2 months ago from my high school.
That's cool.
I was the very first person ever to be put into the Peninsula High School Athletics Hall of Fame. And I went to a ceremony and had to give a speech. My mom was there and everything. Very humbling, Bill. Now, Christian Okoye wasn't there.
Christian Okoye is the one who runs this thing.
Well, Christian Okoye is one of the great people of all time. The Nigerian nightmare out of Azusa Pacific.
What a great guy. No, they've honored me. And the coolest thing about it is, so you're supposed to get somebody to introduce you. And I think they think you're going to bring a superstar or some
like somebody really famous.
Yeah, famous.
Like Bill Plaschke introduced by
my daughter MC Plaschke. She's doing it. I am absolutely thrilled.
Why?
I'm kidding.
Thank you. Push that button. Yeah. I think it's really.
That's right, Gloria.
It's so great because I've got her back in town now. You know, she went to NYU, went away to NYU, worked for Saturday Night Live for 5 years. Now she's.
Now, when did she drop the first name and go with the rap moniker, MC Plaschke?
Like that's a great question.
Like, when did she decide?
Probably about 2 years ago.
Yeah. When she went with
it's MC.
MC Hammer.
Her real name is Mary
MC
Claire.
MC Ren.
Her real name is Mary Claire, but it's MC, and there's no periods between it. It's just MC.
So look in my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Well, there is a cocktail reception. Take it easy on the cocktails, Bill. Remember, you got to give that speech.
It's going to be a short speech. Very short.
You got to give them a little bit now.
I know.
They're honoring you.
Bill, this is a big deal. The first class that went in was a who's who of the greatest stars ever. And every year, it's the best of the best athletes,
yeah, these
writers,
aren't small
media
names.
Folks from California.
Well, that's cool. Thanks for noticing that, Casey. Yeah, I wasn't. I'm just humbled and honored, and I'm glad MC can introduce me, and it'll be fun, and it'll be a great. But again,
what kind of flow does she have? Does she rap like? Is it like she's like a gangster
really,
rapper?
She's really funny. No, she's not a rapper. She's a director.
Or is it MC?
MC Plaschke, but no, but she's a director. She's doing a director fellowship at AFI, American Film Institute, right now. So she's going to be a director.
Are you going to get her involved in the movie that's being made about your book?
Yes, the hope is that she will be able to join the crew. If she's able to get out of, because she's in her second year of the two-year program, she's able to get out of the fellowship in time to do it. The shooting for the book is supposed to start in October, so we'll see.
David Vasse just texted in, like the a-hole that he is.
The secret text also line.
Sold out to Chevy.
So comparable, your bootleg high school to Bill's big honor. I was just trying to be inclusive.
No, and I was,
wow.
One of the honors of my life was I was inducted into the SIU Edwardsville Hall of Fame. I said, thank you. And he said, don't worry, we eventually get around to everyone. So
you're also in your high school Hall of Fame?
No, my college, SIU Edwardsville. No, I'm not in my high school Hall of Fame.
Something to strive for.
How are you not in your high school Hall of Fame?
Who else went to your high school?
Come on.
Malcolm X? Like, what do you got?
It's a big basketball school. Jerry Eves went there.
Who can forget him? Michael Eves' dad.
Wade Houston went there. The coach there, Allen Houston went there. So
Allen Houston!
It's a big basketball high school.
Well, the California Sports Hall of Fame was founded in 2006 by our friend Christian Okoye to honor sports heroes, support struggling athletes, and highlight California sports history. The first class inducted included Jackie Robinson.
Wow.
Magic Johnson.
I didn't even know this.
Mr. Jerry Effin West. Bustin' my shaft, Pedro. Elgin Baylor. We all remember Elg and Elaine.
I love Elgin Baylor.
Reggie Jackson. A kind man. John Wooden. Tom Flores. Darth Raider.
That's unbelievable.
Bill Walsh.
How much are the Raiders paying you?
And Tommy Lasorda.
A lot.
Not enough.
A lot.
That the truth is not enough for the amount of silver and black lacquer we get here. But we do have, apparently, and this is why Kate's mic is open, two pairs of tickets to sit at our very special AM570 LA table.
That's right.
And you'll be there for the California Sports Hall of Fame induction of Bill Plaschke.
You would have guessed.
You guys bought a table?
Maybe you can meet Bill Walsh. No.
No, the station has a table, and we've got four open spots, and
that's
you were
awesome.
In today. And I said, hey, can I grab those four spots so we can give them to listeners who want to go and see Bill inducted? And there's a great class going in.
Hell yeah.
Too.
If you can go Sunday afternoon / evening and you want to see MC Plaschke spit bars, it's in Ontario. Callers 10 and 11 at 866-987-2570. So they thought like Kirk Gibson was going to come and induct you.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, MC's doing it. And they're like, oh, okay. I said, yeah, that's who I want. I'm honored.
Hey, Bill, you are noted on the Wikipedia page for Ballard High School.
Yes.
In Louisville, Kentucky, you are mentioned as one of the most notable alumni to have gone to school there. And you mentioned Allen Houston. How about these names? Joe Adell, Angels superstar.
Right. Well, he's not a superstar. In fact, he's struggling in the minor leagues right now, but yes.
Jeff Lamp.
Jeff Lamp. I knew Jeff Lamp.
NBA basketball player.
Lee Raker.
Lee Raker, yes, yes. And that's the only names I really recognize.
Yeah. Look at this. Yeah. Petros, are tickets for sale for the Plashke dinner? I want to go and show him my boobs. I mean,
show him my boobs?
That's what's written right here.
Front row.
Yeah. It's going to be like New Orleans. Better bring some beads. So either way, you got to get out there. And are we going to give away tickets? Do people want to go to this? We have full lines.
Full lines right now.
So two pairs at 866-987-2570, callers 10 and 11 are going to go and sit at the AM 570 LA Sports table. Who else is going to be at the table? Like, who else is going to drive to Ontario? Don Martin? Dave Weiss? Brian Blackmore?
That's a tough get on a Sunday night.
Ontario, California?
Ontario, Sunday night's a tough get.
No traffic.
Oh, it'll be terrible traffic on the 210 going.
No.
The 210 going that direction on a Sunday night's bad. Oh, yeah. I was.
Spend the night at my house. Drive from there.
I was unable to get involved in church activities at St. John the Baptist in Baldwin Park because the traffic was so bad.
So it never occurred to you guys that MC was also the name of all the rappers? So MC Plashke sounds like MC Breed, MC Ren.
Yeah.
MC. No.
Yeah. No, but she's her own person. So I never.
Well, so is MC Breed.
Yeah, but I never thought of it like that.
There ain't no future in your funkin'. Frontin'.
Do you have
There Ain't No Future in Your Frontin' by MC Breed, Ronnie? I mean, the fact that that's lost on you, like, you should make a joke out of that. That'll go over great with the Ontario people. The MC thing. Maybe wear a big watch on your neck.
She'll probably make a joke about it. She jokes about it. She's really funny.
Right,
but to me, it was my daughter taking her two initials and putting them together. That's all
there he is, MC Breed. MC Breed.
MC's very cool.
This sound hard. Want to dance, too.
You know what I think? What I love most about MC is that she makes fun of me. We're so close. You know your kids, they're close to me.
Like Vasse makes fun of me?
They can make fun of you at all to me.
Like Vasse humiliates me?
Yeah, she does humiliate me quite often. It's all good.
Here's a text. I didn't know Plashke's daughter was black. She's not. She's just a rapper. You could be a white rapper.
She's not a rapper. That's just her name, MC. She's not a rapper. She's a director. She works in film.
MC Breed is dead?
Okay, this is gone completely.
I didn't know MC Breed died. I used to love MC Breed.
Anyway, I'm honored that my daughter, who's not a rapper, was going to be introducing.
Well, I don't want people to be disappointed.
Okay.
If they think she's going to go up there. And
No, they don't. I'm telling you now, she's
a hip,
not.
A hippity. He died. He's 37 years old. He died at 37 in 08. MC Breed from Flint, Michigan. How terrible. Yes, Kate.
Shout out to Jason from the 951 and Dean from the 626. Both are excited. It will be there Sunday.
Say hi to those guys.
I will.
Want the tickets, Bill.
So it's Jason and who else?
Dean.
Dean. Somebody from the 626, that's a big commitment. Good for them.
Well, maybe they're more like, you know, Glendora's side.
How far does the 626 go out? Is it going as far as Glendora?
Oh, yeah.
San Dimas? Yeah, it goes to San Dimas.
Alhambra, home of the Moors?
That's 626, yeah.
I like Alhambra. That's a cute little town.
Let's go Moors.
So anyway, it's going to be a really fun night.
Have you ever been to the castle of Alhambra in Spain? The last bastion of the Moors?
I've never been to Spain.
Me neither.
It's one of the few countries I've never been to Portugal either.
Thank you for the MC Breed update there, Ronnie. And, you know, I forgot about MC Breed.
Yeah, you kind of did. He's been dead for 12 years.
15. But to learn about MC Plashke, it was a huge bonus.
It's very cool. She's very cool. You really like her.
Got to be cool. She's going out to Ontario, meet with Christian Okoye. Let's go.
Hey, Bill, do you want me to email the principal at Ballard High School and find out what the heck is going on?
Yeah, what's that guy's problem?
No.
Tell him to pull his head out of his ass.
I'm pissed.
It's totally fine.
How are you not in the High School Hall of Fame?
It's fine. I don't. That would mean a trip back to Louisville, and I've got my mom passed, so it's hard for me to go back there. I wouldn't want to go back there anytime soon.
But you do need to go back there.
Yeah, I mean, it's
you have to go back.
It's my route.
Just like Lost, you have to go back. We have to go back.
Yeah, I'll go back.
Call that guy. Call the guy from Balor. This aggression will not stand.
There's other great people from Balor that...
You know what I was thinking about the other day? No, there's not. Maybe Eves.
Gary Eves, great.
How come you don't like the Village People? They're a lot like ABBA.
I love Village People.
See, turn it up. This one's ready for the 80s.
I like the Policeman.
I thought you liked the Big Indian guy.
No! Culturally insensitive.
The Petros and Money Show. AMS. Podcasted at AM570LASports.com.
There's a couple shows that use me that way, but I get paid. Anyway, what's poppin', everybody? Two old white men yelling at clouds today. Petros and Money Show, Bill Plasty and me. Matt's on vacation in Hawaii. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. The Dodgers have swept the Reds.
Is Matt surfing? Don't tell me.
Yes.
Oh, what a surprise.
He loves surfing.
Does he?
Yes.
First I heard of that.
He is very invested in his surfing identity. And surfing has become a source for Matt in his life. He does not want to be told that he doesn't know what he's doing out there.
Surfing in Hawaii is a whole other game. That's a whole...
Well, I mean, there's some very friendly waves in Hawaii, Bill.
Are there?
Yeah, Waikiki, very long, beautiful wave. There's a lot of friendly waves all over the world.
I hate Waikiki. It's like Las Vegas with sand.
I like it. Well, I like Honolulu because I don't see it as a Hawaiian island vacation type of spot.
Not.
I see it as an Asian city.
Yeah, it's an Asian
city. It's like Hong Kong. You got Chinese and Koreans and Filipinos and Japanese. It's a great amalgamation of Asian culture, not to mention it's America. That part of it is cool. But people that go there and expect a guava jelly experience, it's a little bit different.
I love guava jelly. It's funny you mentioned that. I love that stuff. I don't like shave ISO.
Okay.
But I love guava jelly.
Matt is in Hawaii, and yes, he is surfing. And I asked him if he was going to buy a board out there, and he said no. He's heard too many nightmare stories about what the planes do to the boards on the way home. He said he was only going to rent surfboards out in Hawaii. So.
I rent snorkel gear. I rent everything.
At Boss Hogs. Or Boss Frogs, excuse me. Imagine being the guy that's going to rent Matt his surfboards in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, I want to. Yeah. No, I know all about this. I mean, yep.
The secret tax does align.
Sold out to Chevy.
I need a 9-footer for...
But, sir, I believe you, a 6-footer would be just perfect.
No, no, no.
It's got good speed.
I know what I'm doing.
Good speed.
You ever been to the river? This is some text on the Secret Textosa line brought to you by Chevrolet about the launching pad with Isabel Ibarra.
Which I'm on record as saying I had no idea what the hell you were talking about.
Vic the Brick.
For 15 minutes.
Bill Plaschke. David Vasse.
It was the Tower of Babel.
That's right. See? Now you're getting it.
Okay.
It is the Tower of Babel. Scattered across the world, unable to understand each other. This is a text about it. This is absolutely horrible. You can't understand anything Izzy is saying. You can't. I can.
She ripped Kate's. I heard that.
The best my ass. Izzy's the effing worst. Can't understand a g-damn thing she says ever. She's a mushmouth. How dare you, sir?
Open your ears, dude. You can clearly hear her.
Eyes and ears are closed to the truth. ABBA sucks a big hairy schlong.
Whoa!
No!
Whoa!
No!
Whoa! Whoa!
No!
Back off, Jackson.
No!
Not mine!
That's not cool.
How dare you?
That's unbelievable.
A schlong.
That's terrible.
You don't get a good schlong call. Was Ronnie playing the Bigfoot noises in the background of that launching pad? L-M-A-O-O.
Laughing my
ass off. Were you, Ronnie? Were you playing?
Sasquatch might have made an appearance or two.
Not cool, Ronnie. All right. Well,
that was wonderful radio.
I have a whole other hour. That's why I do it. I'm an artist. I'm like Kyrie. I'm an artist. I'm not just a player. I'm an artist.
Get Kyrie. Kyrie better not come to town. I got to get BT.
Brad Turner's going to join us.
We're going to grill BT about Kyrie.
We have a word number song. We have a lot of great sports talk to get to, Bill.
This is a great time of year where you can really open your valves and let it go.
Oh, my valves are always open.
Yeah, you can talk about anything.
Well, it's the draft today, but how much do we care about that?
Not at all.
La mud.
That's what I love about this show. You're not pretending to care about something that doesn't affect L.A. people at all.
Not pretending to care about anything. That's why we do the launching pad.
Big weekend for the Dodgers.
Also, we are wary of all earnestness.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.